present Arthur Lowe, John LaMeasure, and Clive Dunn in Dad's Army. The Royal Train, featuring John Lorre, Arnold Ridley, and Ian Lavender, with this week's guests, Bill Pertwee, Frank Williams, Larry Martin, and Stuart Sherwood. Here is the news, and this is John Snagg reading it. In the middle of 1942, as the days lengthen into double British summertime, the Nazi forces step up their offensive. German U-boats pound the convoy routes in the North Atlantic, Rommel is once more at the gates of Egypt, and on the Russian front, Hitler initiates a twin attack on the Caucasus and the Volga. 2,000 miles from the freezing waters of the Volga, in the waiting room at Warmington-on-Sea's railway station, the local Home Guard platoon are assembled.
Here we are, Mr. Wilson. One Tommy gun oiled and in first-class working order.
Thank you, Jersey. Looks absolutely delightful. Put it on the table, would you?
Here we are.
Hey, Sergeant Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
Want to make a brew of tea while I'm waiting for a cup of my mate?
That's a good idea, Fraser.
Right, sir. You got the tea, Walker?
Yeah, here it is.
And here's the kettle.
Good. I'm sure the station master will no mind us just using his gas ring.
You got any idea what this parade's for, Mr. Wilson?
Not the foggiest, don't you know? We were just told a parade here at the station. Captain Mannering will then open the sealed orders and... we all have to be very smart.
Well, in that case, Mr. Wilson, you better do up your collar and cuffs.
Huh? Oh, thank you, Jersey, thank you.
Sir. Morning, everyone.
Good morning, sir.
Sorry I'm a bit late. Had to pop into the chemist for Mrs. Mannering. They kept me waiting.
Oh, dear, dear, dear. Nothing serious, I hope?
No, not really. She doesn't sleep, that's all. It's the air raids.
Oh. Well, we haven't had any lately.
I know. She imagines them just the same. Pretty highly strung woman, you know.
Yes, yes, yes. So you said, sir.
Oh, slightest noise, she'll toss and turn till sunrise. Last night, the lid blew off the dustbin. Before you could say Jack Robinson, she was under my bunk with a gas mask on.
Gracious.
Yes, it took me 20 minutes to persuade her to come out. When she did, her nightgown was covered in fluff. Started to brush it off and, oh, dear. Terrible to do.
Well, couldn't you get her some sleeping tablets or something, sir?
Well, that's why I went to the chemist. Get this bottle of pills.
Ah.
We didn't have none of them modern medifications when we was in the Sudan, you know. We only had cascar and bicarbonate soda.
Well, I don't think they'd be very much help to Mrs. Mannering, you know.
You're right there, Mr. Wilson. Neither of them was much good for making you sleep. It was good for making you run and belch, though. A lot of running and belching when we were
Yes, I'm sure you did. Anyway, let's hope these pills will do the trick for Mrs. Mannering.
Excuse me, Mr. Mannering, but do we know what we're parading for yet?
No, Pike. Not until I open these sealed orders in my pocket.
In that case, just be on the safe side. I'll take the Tommy gun, because I haven't had it for 3 weeks and 2 days, and it's my turn again today. If you can just let me get off the table, please. Excuse me, Mr. Mannering, please.
Don't push me. Now look what you've done, you stupid boy.
Sorry, Mr. Mannering.
You've broken my bottle of pills.
Don't worry, Mr. Mannering. I'll pick them all up.
Be careful. 13 shillings worth there.
They're all broken glass mixed up with the pills, Mr. Mannering. Mrs. Mannering mustn't have broken glass. It can mean instant death.
Yes, well, I mean... Let's dust them over. You've got an envelope or something, Wilson, I could put them in.
I have a little bottle you can have, sir.
Have you got one?
Here you are, sir.
Oh, thank you. Here, just a minute. This has already got some pills in.
Oh, you could take those out there. They're only secondary.
Oh, very well.
Well, they won't do Mrs. Mannering any harm, sir. Might even sweeten her nature.
Thank you, Wilson.
I started to use them when sugar was on ration. I thought they might help me slim. One tablet's supposed to be the equivalent of one lump of sugar.
Yes. It says on the label. I think I'd rather go without myself than have saccharin. Anyway, thank you, Godfrey. This bottle will be perfect for Mrs. Mannering's pills.
These brood, Captain Mannering.
Well done, Fraser. We have a few minutes before the time appointed for me to open the sealed orders, so we'll have a tea break.
Captain Mannering?
Yes, Jim?
I've been worrying my brain box about why we've been sent to this station, and I think I've hit on it.
Have you?
Yes. I look at it this way, sir. Where there's stations, there must be trains. Don't you agree, Mr. Wilson?
Well, that seems eminently logical to me.
Just leading us anywhere, Joe.
You're sure in the last war, when they decided they'd gone on long enough, the German generals all come along in a train and surrendered. And they've ended a lot of wars like that, you know, so ever since they've had trains. I think the generals like the conveniences of them.
Really?
In view of this, sir, do you think Hitler might be coming to surrender?
I don't think it's very likely, John.
Captain Mannering, when you've had the sealed orders, will you have to eat them?
What else for?
So that they don't fall into the hands of spies or quislings.
I'd like to volunteer to eat your sealed order, sir. I consider it a great honour, sir.
Oh, be quiet, Joe. Now, in about 30 seconds, it will be time to open them.
Captain Mannering.
Yes, Godfrey.
What time do you think we might be free?
Why do you ask?
It's just an evening lays on the wires at 8 o'clock. I saw her in Bittersweet, you know. I was most taken with her.
I'm sorry, Godfrey. We're on active service. I can't release you just because Evelyn Leigh happens to be on the wireless.
Just imagines it's on it as well.
All right, that'll do, Godfrey. All right, now stand by, everybody. I'm going to open the sealed orders.
Hey, attention now. The officer is about to open the sealed orders. Absolute silence while the officer opens the orders. I've got absolute silence now, sir.
Thank you, Jones. Right, here goes. Take the seal. Now, let's see. Good gracious.
What is it? What is it, Mr. Manning? Tell us what it is. I can't stand the suspension.
It really is the most exciting news. Listen carefully.
Listen carefully, everyone. The officer's about to divest himself of the secret order. Very exciting. Listen carefully.
Gather closer, men.
I see.
Not that close. I don't want to talk too loudly. The secret must not be known by anybody outside this room.
No.
20 minutes from now, a train will pass through the station.
There you are. There you are. What did I say? I knew it had to do with trains.
It will contain the person of His Majesty King George the Sixth.
King George the Sixth.
God bless him.
Oh. What's he coming here for? The Rotary Club dance isn't until Saturday.
He's simply passing through on the royal train. Camouflaged, of course.
If he's camouflaged, Mr. Manu, now we will know it's him.
Not the king by the train. Right. Now listen very carefully. We have a dual function. One, to see that no unauthorized person goes near the train.
Right.
Two, to provide a guard of honour and to give the royal salute on the platform as the train steams past. Now, this is a great honour and absolutely secret.
Yes, secret.
Not a living soul must get the slightest inkling of what's happening.
Hey, Napoleon, has he been through yet?
Has who been through, Hodges?
The king, of course.
How did you know about that?
This is not an ice cream cornet I've got on my head, you know. It's a chief warden's helmet. I'm very important. I'll be back in a couple of minutes.
How on earth did he find out, Wilson?
Perhaps he was told in case there was an air raid, sir.
Shall I fall a meaning on the platform, sir, so we can have a quick practice for the guard of honour?
Good idea, John. Yeah, no. Wait a minute. That might give the game away to anyone passing by.
Hey, we could do it down here, sir, if we squeezed up a bit.
Yes, yes, we could, Fraser. Right, now fall in as quickly and as quietly as you can. Now, I shall give the word of command in a very low voice. Nobody must suspect that the king is on the train. Squad.
Oh, dear. I'll never get back in time.
Hold on, Mr. Manning, hold on. It's the station master.
Ah, morning, Mr. Jenkins.
Oh, good morning, Mr. Manning. Oh, dear, it's been one of those days, hasn't it? Oh.
Has it?
Well, you know, what with the king coming and me ticket collector down with the mumps and, oh, now I've gone and come out without me boulder. Oh, I've got to go all the way home now to go and get it. I'll never go back.
Of course, being the station master, he would have to be informed. Right. Squad. Sloop. Arms.
One, two, three.
Present. Arms.
One.
Excuse me, Mr. Mannering.
Yes.
Look, I've been thinking, I mean, some of them trains go through here at 60 miles an hour. I mean, by the time you said present arms and we've done it, the king will be halfway to Eastgate.
That's right, sir. You're quite right, sir. We ought to do it more swiftly. Imagine, if you will, us all waiting here on our tent hooks, when suddenly you spy the train. Chuff, 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 chuff. Ooh, ooh, ooh. And then you give the command. 1, 2, 3, there goes the king. 1, 2, 3, whoop, whoop. Or something like that. So, of course, you wouldn't have to drop your rifle.
Well, Walker and Jones may have a point there, sir. Perhaps we ought to do it quicker.
Ah, but supposing the train comes in a crawl, we could be stood in the platform for old bones, sir. You know, sir, some of these old ones aren't really uptake, you know, sir.
Well, perhaps the solution is to have two versions. The slow present arms and the quick present arms. Let's try it, shall we? Quick present arms!
What?
No. All. No precision. Slope arms, Inkin.
Hello!
Oh, dear, have we missed the king?
What are you doing here, Vicar?
Well, we've come to see the king.
And who, might I ask, is we?
Well, this is Alderman Bickerstaff. He represents the body temporal, as I represent the body spiritual.
Oh, we can't have all these bodies littering the platform.
Well, I represent the ARP.
I'm sorry, but we can't have crowds of people gawping at the king.
And why not, pray? He's just as much my king as yours, Captain Mannering.
Great Scott, he's here. Quick, men, outside.
Line along the platform. King's here. Don't panic, don't panic. King's here. Line up the platform, the king.
All right, quick, get into line. Oh, dress by the right.
Into line up the officer says, dress by the right for the king.
Oh, isn't this exciting?
All civilians to the rear, Vicar.
That's right, all civilians to the rear.
Here, don't you shove me, mates.
They're awfully rough, Mr. Hodges, aren't they?
Forward, hand! Stop! Ow!
Up, two, three.
Here he comes, men. Chins in, chest out.
You're coming rather slowly, sir.
We'll do the slow present, then, Wilson. Pass it on.
All right, sir. Jones, we'll do the slow present after it. Pass it on, will you?
Walker, we'll pass on the slow present, and then we'll present the slow pass.
It's slowing up, Mr. Mannering.
Slow present! Up!
1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1.
I think it's going to stop.
Mr. Mannering, it's a non-corridor train. Here, perhaps the king wants to get out and have a...
Hello, Walker. Definitely stopping. Wilson, you got the red carpet?
Red carpet? I haven't got any red carpet. I mean, no one said anything to me about a red carpet. I mean, why should I have any red carpet?
Don't argue. Go and get one.
Now, where on earth are we going to find any red carpet today?
Doesn't look much like a royal train, does it?
Perhaps that's the camouflage.
Right, come on, Bob.
Hey, look, the driver and his mate are getting out. They don't look very pleased.
Perhaps they've had a royal reprimand.
Right, I say, excuse me, driver.
Sorry, mate, can't driver. Stop. We've got an urgent phone call to make. War on no war, it's a damn disgrace.
I complained of steam maintenance if I was
you. That's just what I'm going to do. Here, look, Bob, there. See if you can squeeze another copper up that pot while I get through to maintenance.
Righty-o.
Hello? Put me through to steam maintenance. Snettlefold Station.
Those greedy gannets have had all the sugar. Hold on, there's a bottle of Sacca in here. Ever tried it?
No. It's better than nothing, I expect.
How many lumps?
Four. Yeah, I've got a sweet tooth.
Same as me. One tablet for each lump. There we are.
Hello? Snettlefold Station? It's only a Bristol. I've got a complaint to make. I've got a ropey old steam brake wheel here. Eh? What's wrong with it? I'll tell you what's wrong with it. You know the boss and the wheel should be square. Well, I've got one that's round.
Captain Mannering, how much longer do you want us to stay presenting our arms? Because mine are getting a bit tired.
Oh, stop complaining, Jones.
Yeah, Mr. Mannering, this is a bit odd, isn't it? I mean, the king wouldn't travel in a train like this. It's too scruffy. Look at it.
That may be all part of some master plan to which we are not privy.
Oh, Captain Mannering.
No, Godfrey, stay where you are. I wonder if there's an equerry anywhere.
Well, if there was, I think Godfrey would have found it by now.
Captain Mannering, I found a piece of carpet.
Well done, Wilson.
It's not terribly good, I'm afraid.
Coconut matting? That's hardly appropriate, Wilson.
Well, it's the best I could do at such short notice.
What's going on, Captain Mannering?
Ah, station master. I was just looking for His Majesty.
Well, you won't find him on there. That's the Snettlefold stopping train.
Of course it is. The King won't be on that.
Anyway, you left it here. It's blocking the line.
Well, the train driver, of course, he's gone into the waiting room.
Oh, I'll bet it's that Henry Burstall. Henry, you're stopping the King.
Shh, that's supposed to be a secret.
Henry, get this lot shifted. Henry, did you hear what I said? Oh, wake up, Henry, and give over snoring when I'm talking to you.
They must be both dead drunk.
Well, I think, Mr. Mannering, they must have mistaken your wife's pills for Saturday.
Mistaken? They're out cold. And how's the King going to get through with that train stuck there, old dear?
Can't we push it out the way?
Yeah, us and two elephants.
Mr. Mannering, I can drive it.
Oh, I'll have to get on the phone and get another driver from Snettlefold.
Oh, dear. Oh, this will take ages.
Hello?
What's the King going to do? Be stuck here for at least half an hour.
Miss Mannion, I can drive it.
What's that pipe?
I can drive the train. I learned how to at the schoolboys' exhibition. There's nothing to it.
Well, do you think the station master will let us?
I won't even bother to ask him. Come on, outside, all
right. Come on, lads. Quietly now. Hello, hello. Is that Snettlefold Station? Walmington, here, we've got a right to do here. Here, look, can you send me a driver?
Here, do you know what's happening?
No, just a minute, Mr. Hodges. I'm on to Snettlefold about a driver. Hello?
Look, you won't have a train for him to drive, mate. Mannering's lot, they're going to shift it.
Well, there's no need for everyone to cram onto the footplate.
Oh, I wouldn't have much less for the whole pound.
And you'll need me to switch the points at the siding.
I've got the first aid kit.
Oh, very well. Now, Pike, are you sure you know what you're doing?
Oh, yes, sir. It's child's play.
Very well. Off you go, then.
Aye, aye, sir. Full steam ahead.
What a flop!
Somehow I feel this is not an awfully good idea.
No, stop being a wet blanket, Wilson. Hmm? Put some curl on.
But where are the tongs?
The tongs? Get a shovel.
Hey, you see, I told you. They've no business to do that. Come back, stop.
Excuse me, but do you think they'll need this wheel thing?
Wheel thing? That's the steam brake wheel. It should be on the brake.
Where did you get that from, Vicar?
Well, it's just lying on the table in the waiting room. Why, is it important?
Important? I'll say it is. Without that, they can't stop the train.
Can't stop the train?
No.
Blimey, come on then, Vicar. Let's get after them. Come
oh,
on.
Very well, come Mr. Hodges.
I'm enjoying this, Mr. Mannering. I'm really enjoying this episode.
You know, Wilson, ever since I was a little lad, I've always wanted to drive a train.
Have you really, sir?
Give us a bit more speed, Pike.
Yes, Mr. Mannering, here we go.
Hey, here comes the man on him, look. Look, the vicar and the warden are chasing down the line above. They're as like souls possessed.
I think they're disappointed because they didn't get a ride.
I think that'll be far enough, Mr. Mannering. If you slow down now, I'll jump off here and change the points.
Right, Pike. Slow down.
Yes, Mr. Mannering. Oh, that's funny.
What's it?
Well, on this knob here, there should be a little wheel, only there isn't.
I shouldn't worry about the small technical details, Pike. Just stop the train.
I can't. The little wheel that's missing is the one that works the brake.
What? Stupid boy, I thought you said you knew how to drive the thing.
Well, I do, but I can't stop it without a brake, can I?
Don't take that tone of voice to me. Just a minute. What does this lever do?
Don't pull that. It makes you go faster.
Well, how can we stop it, Frank?
We can't.
We can't stop the train. Don't panic. We can't stop the train.
Surely we just turn the power off. We'll slowly come to a stop.
That's right, Wilson. Good thinking. I'll turn the power off. Here.
That's turn it on, Mr. Mannering. We're going faster now.
Well, the train's going to freewheel anyway, because it's downhill from here all the way to Snettlefold.
Look, sir. The vicar and the warden are still following us.
Come on, Vicar, keep up.
Well, I'm doing the best I can, Mr. Hodges, but I keep tripping on the sleepers.
Oh, well, pick your skirts up, then.
It's not a skirt, Mr. Hodges. It's a cassock.
Well, same thing. Look, we've got to catch them up. I tell you what, imagine someone's just run off with a Sunday collection and you're chasing after them.
With the congregations I've been getting lately, it wouldn't be worth the bother.
No, we've got to catch them. I can't stop the train without this wheel.
You better say a prayer for them or something.
One can't just do these sort of things to order, Mr. Hodges.
Hey, come back! We've got your wheel! We've got your wheel!
Come on, I think the warden's trying to tell us something.
Pay no attention, they're only jealous. Now look, if there's a train standing at Snitterfell Station and we smash into it, there could be hundreds killed and injured. We've got to stop this train.
Perhaps the vicar could help us.
I don't quite see how, Jones.
Well, perhaps he could interpolate with a higher authority.
I don't think the vicar has any influence with the Southern Railway.
He's a bit higher than that, sir.
Here, how about if we fasten one end of a rope to the train and lasso a telegraph pole? I mean, that might stop it.
I hardly think that's practical, Walker. You don't have any rope for a start.
Well, when we was in the Sudan, them whirling dervishes had a wrinkle they used to employ when they wanted to stop a train.
What was that, Mr. Jones?
They used to put dynamite under the railway lines. That always stopped them.
Yes, thank you, Jones.
Very effective, that was.
Excuse me, sir.
Yes?
I've been thinking, this great big lever here must do something.
He does, Uncle Arthur. It makes you change gear to go faster or go backwards.
Well, if we put it in reverse, wouldn't that stop the train?
Yeah, it might do.
Either that or blow it up.
If there's the slightest chance of us running into the train at Snettlefield, anything's worth a try. Do you know what to do, Pike?
I think so, Mr. Mannering.
Right, go ahead.
Yes, Mr. Mannering. Here goes, then. Stand by! I want to pull it now!
Oh! 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 What's happening? Everything's suddenly shaking! The old boat's turning upside down! I'm going!
Steady, Joe! Steady! You're going to fill out of the cabin.
Oh, dear.
All right, I've got you.
Oh, you saved my life, Mr. Manning. You saved my life. Where would I be without you, sir? I could let you have some nice chocolates for that.
Never mind that now.
Blimey, I thought we'd all had it then.
We're stopping, Mr. Manning. We're stopping.
Well done, Pike.
Here, Vicar, the train stopped.
Oh, thank goodness.
I wonder how they managed that.
Well, God moves in a mysterious way.
Yeah, very mysterious if you ask me. It's coming backwards now.
What?
The train's coming backwards.
Are you sure?
What do you think that is, a Scotch mist?
Oh, dear, that means they're heading straight back to Warmington Station.
Yeah, straight towards us. Well, don't just stand there gawping. Give me the wheel. I'll chuck into them as they come past.
We're going backwards, Mr. Man. We're going back.
I'm well aware of that, Jones. Not a very clever suggestion of yours, was pulling that lever.
Don't try to be helpless, sir. Perhaps we should try some of these other levers.
Good grief, don't touch anything else. That is taking off next.
You can't, Murray.
Yes, Fraser.
The Becker and the Warden are still waving. I'm sure they've got something to tell us.
I've told you, Fraser. Ignore them.
Quiet, Becker. Here they come. I'm going to chuck the wheel into the cab as they go past.
Right you are, Mr. Hodges.
Here they are.
Murray! Murray! Here's your wheel!
Yes. Oh. I think Jones caught it, Mr. Hodges.
I've just been struck by something, Mr. Mannering.
What? Good Lord. It's the wheel. Where did they come from?
Our prayers have been answered, Mr. Mannering. It's manna from heaven.
Well, not quite so high as that, sir. It's the vicar.
Quick. Here's the brake wheel. Get it on.
Right you are, Mr. Mannering.
There we are. Hey! We're getting off in here. The station, Captain Mannering.
Right.
We're slowing down, Mr. Mannering.
Well done, Pike.
I can see the station master. He's changing the points.
That means he's going to send us into a siding.
Well, that's a relief. We'll just get through before the Royal train arrives.
What's that?
Good sakes, that'll be the King's train. We're still on the main line.
The King's coming and we're still on the main line. Don't panic!
Quick, Pike. More speed. We've got to get into those sidings.
More speed it is, Captain Mannering.
Come on, let's get more coal on.
Right, sir.
The King's train. It's getting
nearer,
sir.
Give it all you've got, Pike.
Right, Mr. Mannering.
Keep stoking, Wilson.
I'm doing my best, sir, but this car is so awfully dirty.
Just keep stoking. Pike, get what everything she's got.
She's going flat out, Mr. Mannering. The pressure's right up. She won't take much more. The boiler's nearly burst in.
Captain Mannering, I was wondering if I...
You've been ridiculous, Godfrey. Can't you see we're under pressure?
I have a signal problem myself. We're going to make it, sir. We're going to make it. We're just going into the sidings. No.
Well done, man.
The King's train's coming up, sir. Do you think it might be suitable for us to give him a salute as we go past?
Well, suppose a cheer wouldn't do any harm.
Get ready to cheer the king, then. Get ready to cheer the king. We're just going to pass him now.
Right, men. Three cheers for His Majesty.
Hip, hip,
hip. Hold on. That's a goods train. The king wouldn't be on that.
Walker, I've told you the train would be camouflaged.
Oh, yeah? Where's the king sitting in? Among them boxes of fish?
Mannering, do you not think we should slow down a wee bit or else we're going to bump into those buffers?
What? Oh, yes, right, Mike. Slow down.
Aye, aye, Captain Mannering.
Right, steady as she goes.
Steady as she goes, Mr. Mannering.
Blimey, you're not talking to Queen Mary, you know.
That'll do, Walker. Right, ease her into the side, it's Mike.
Right, Mr. Mannering.
Apply more brake.
More brake it is, Mr. Mannering.
Easy now.
Easy it is.
Stand by to let go, anchor.
Stand by to let go, Walker. Full brake, Pike.
Full brake it is, Mr. Henry.
Well done.
Hey, Mannering!
Look outside, here's the station master.
Ah, oh, Mr. Jenkins.
Now, look here, Mannering. What the dickens?
Oh, it's quite all right, Mr. Jenkins. We want no thanks. Are you doing our duty?
Oh, were you?
His Majesty's train was able to go through unimpeded.
What are you talking about? That wasn't the king's train.
It wasn't?
No, that was a fish train from Seathorpe. The king changed his mind and decided to go by air.
By air?
Well, that's what I said. Only I gather he's having a bit of trouble with the plane. Oh, dear. His pilot's been taken ill and they've had to land at Eastgate Aerodrome.
Captain Henry?
Yes, Pike.
If his pilot's been taken ill, if it's no one else... Well, I was wondering, possibly...
Certainly not, Pike.
I had a go at the schoolboys exhibition. It's ever so easy. I'm sure I could. If you just let me have a go.
Please, please.
Have a
go.
In that episode of Dad's Army, based on the original television series by Jimmy Perry and David Croft, you heard Arthur Lowe as Captain Mannering, John LeMessurier as Sergeant Wilson, Clive Dunn, Corporal Jones, John Lorry, Private Fraser, Arnold Ridley, Private Godfrey, Ian Lavender, Private Pike, Bill Pertwee, Chief Warden Hodges, Frank Williams, the Vicar, Larry Martin, Private Walker, Stuart Sherwin, the Station Master, Fraser Carr, the Train Driver, and Michael Middleton as the Driver's Mate. The Royal Train was adapted for radio by Michael Knowles and Harold Snowd and produced by John Dice. We present Arthur Lowe, John LeMessurier, and Clive Dunn in Dad's Army. Time on My Hands, featuring John Lorry, Arnold Ridley, and Ian Lavender, with this week's guests, Bill Pertwee, Frank Williams, Larry Martin, Eric Chitty, and Fraser Carr. Here is the news, and this is John Snagg reading it. The war still rages throughout Europe, and Britain continues to be a target for Hitler's aerial attacks. Thankfully, however, in England, even in these troubled times, there are certain long-established traditions that make life still worth living. For instance, morning coffee at the Marigold Tea Rooms at Warmington-on-Sea.
Hello, Wilson. Sir? I look forward to my morning coffee and biscuits. It's an oasis in the turmoil of strife. Sitting here in the Marigold Tea Rooms, in this typical English setting, one wouldn't know there was a war on.
Yes, I know what you mean, sir.
In fact, I feel so relaxed, I might even unbuckle my revolver holster.
Well, I'm surprised that you bring that great big gun out with you at all. I mean, especially when we're not even in uniform.
Great big gun? Really, well, you talk like some Nancy boy. I have you know that this .38 revolver hasn't been out of my reach day or night since I was issued with it. I take it everywhere with me. Everywhere.
How terribly inconvenient. It must get awfully wet when you're taking a bath.
It's just the sort of flippant remark I'd expect from you. I'll tell you one thing. You'd laugh on the other side of your face if that shop bell tinkled and a Nazi paratrooper came in. What would you say then, hmm? I'll just run over to the bank and get my rifle.
Oh. Where is
Anyway, it's extremely unlikely that a Nazi paratrooper would come into the Marigold tea room.
Oh, oh my God.
Miss Mandarin, get over there straight away. He's your rifle, Uncle Arthur. Come on, come on.
Just a minute. What are you talking about?
No, a German pilot failed out and landed on the town hall roof.
Good heavens. Must get over there at once. Pike, go back to the back.
Yes, sir.
Tell Miss Smithers that she is in charge for the time being, and then join me at the town hall.
Right, Miss Manning, right. Tell Miss Smithers she's in charge of the bank.
Hello, Pikey.
Hello, Mr. Jones. Can't stop.
No, neither can I, Pikey. Mr. Manning, there's a Nazi dangling from the town hall clock. He's dangling, sir, he's dangling.
Yes, we know. We're going over there now. Come on, Wilson.
All right, sir.
I'll go back to my shop and I'll get my rifle and bayonet, sir. If he stops dangling and comes down, I want to be ready for him, sir. They don't like it up him.
All right, Jones.
By the way, sir, as I was on my way here to frequent you with the news, I met Miss Rogers, the chief warden, who was going the other way.
That greengrocer? What did he want?
He said there's no need for us to bother. He was on his way over to the town hall to take charge of everything.
Oh, no. He's quite the wrong man in this sort of situation. Needs someone like me who can make important decisions and has the ability to organize men. Now, let's see. Ah, yes. Wilson.
Yes, sir?
You pay for the coffee and biscuits and then catch me up.
All right, stand back there. This isn't a sideshow. Come on now, do as you're told. I'm the chief warden, and I'm taking charge of the situation.
I would have thought it was a military matter. If you ask me, Mr. Mannering should deal with it.
Well, nobody is asking you, so be quiet. Will you stand back? There's nothing to see. It's only a German hanging from a parachute.
Hilfer!
Yeah, all right, mate, we know. Will you stand back there? If those parachute ropes break, he'll drop right on top of us, and it'll be a very nasty mess.
Oh, those ropes won't break. Them Germans make very good ropes, them Germans do.
Yeah, all right. Now, if you just stand back, Mr. Whatever you...
Parsons, Henry Parsons. They make a lot of other things as well, them Germans. They make binoculars and cameras and telescopes and bicycles and air guns.
Yeah, very interesting. Now, if you just move over there and get off out of it...
And
now, come on,
sewing machines. Make very good sewing machines, them Germans.
Oh, shut up, you silly old fool!
Make way, there. Make way.
Ah, here comes Mr. Mannery. Look, everybody. Here come our brave lads. Give them a cheer.
Hey!
Just a minute, Napoleon. Who do you think you're shoving? This is an ARP matter, and I'm in charge here.
Now, look here, Hodges. I don't want to discuss anything with you at any time. Now, Wilson, I think we've got...
Look, just a minute. I've got a position in this town, and I will not have it undermined. This white helmet means something, you know.
Yes, it means you're very boring. Now, just get out of there.
Look, Mr. Mannering, up there on the clock. There he is, like I said. He's dangling, sir.
Hilfer!
His parachute cords look as if they're caught up on the minute hand.
How are we going to get him down, sir?
Mr. Mannering, I'd like to make a suggestion, please.
Yes, what is it, Pike?
Well, if you look at the clock, Mr. Mannering, you'll see it's now 10:55.
Yes, what about it?
Well, if we wait till 10:30, you'll probably just drop off.
You stupid boy.
Mind you, sir, Pike's got something there, I think. He'll slide further down every minute after 10:15, unless you want a German pilot making a nasty mess in the street. I mean, we ought to get him down quickly.
Yes, you're quite right, Wilson.
Well, come on, Napoleon, don't just stand there, do something.
I'm thinking...
God, blimey, you've never thought before. Why start now?
Oh, be quiet. We have to be careful. Wilson, for all we know, that Nazi may be armed.
Oh, I don't think he's in a position to give us much trouble, Captain.
Oh, and don't you believe it, Fraser. A wounded jackal is always the most dangerous when he's cornered. Mm. Now, we need to find out how to get up to the clock tower.
There's an inquiry desk just inside the town hall, sir. I expect they'd know.
Oh, good idea, Wilson.
Permission to speak, sir?
Yes.
Well, say, in my experience, those young ladies at the inquiry desk, they're not at all helpful, you know, sir. They're very haughty, they are, sir. Everybody has to have an appointment, you see. Without an appointment, you won't be able to see anybody.
Oh, don't be absurd. This is an emergency.
Oh, I don't think that would make any difference to them, sir. Very, very haughty, they are, sir. Treat you with a terrific lot of haught.
Yes. Excuse me, Captain Mannering. I think I may be able to help you.
Really? Who are you?
Parsons. Henry Parsons. I work at the town hall. Part-time, that is. It's my job to wind the clock. Twice a year.
Blimey, you can't get more part-time than that.
Right, lead on, Mr. Part-time. Right. Good Parsons.
I'll come with you.
Oh, no, you don't, Hodges. You stay right where you are.
Oh, really? That man's got no respect whatsoever for my white helmet.
Here we are, Captain Mannering. Now, this is the door into the clock tower, but I'm afraid it's not going to be easy getting up to the clock.
How do you mean?
What? You know, remember, Captain Mannering, the staircase was burned down by a firebomb a couple of months ago.
Yes, that's right. I haven't had to go up there since then.
Well, let's have a look anyway.
I see what Mr. Parsons means, sir. They've rigged up some scaffolding and builders' ladders as a temporary measure, but it doesn't look at all safe.
Well, we'll manage somehow. Now, let's see.
Oh, hello, Mr. Jones. What's happened?
Hello, Mr. Godfrey. Where have you been?
I was in Timothy White's when I heard the commotion. Captain Mannering, can I be of any assistance, sir?
I doubt it, Godfrey.
Whatever have you got there, Mr. Godfrey?
Oh, it's my sister's rubber air cushion. I didn't have it repaired.
Fancy shop making you carry it through the streets like that, all uncovered. It's a disgrace.
They never wrap things nowadays. I suppose it's the war. I'm afraid all the old standards are going by the board.
Oh, you're right there, Mr. Godfrey. They could have put a bit of paper around it, couldn't they?
Jones.
It's very ingrained of you to carry it through the street like that, all uncovered. When I say all uncovered, I'm talking about the air cushion, of course. Not you, Mr. Godfrey.
Jones. May I remind you, there's a German dangling from the town hall clock. We've got to get up these ladders.
Why bother to go up at all?
What do you mean?
Well, why don't we put Mr. Godfrey's air cushion on the pavement below the tower? And that might break his fall.
One more remark like that from you, Walker, and I shall order you to leave the town hall. Now, there's nothing else for it. This is the only way we can get up to the clock, and we'll have to be very careful because the whole lot wobbles.
Captain Mannering, I would like to volunteer to be the first one to shin up those ladders and be the very careful because the whole lot wobbles. Let me be first, sir.
Perhaps Frank ought to go first. I mean, he's the lightest.
Oh, that's not fair, Uncle Arthur. You know I can't stand heights. Oh, I'm martyr to vertigo.
I shall go up first, and that's that.
Good.
Sorry, Mr. Mannering, I'm sorry, you're too late. I've already uplifted myself. Anyway, it's not right that you should sacrifice yourself when there are people like me about who are more disposable.
Well, be very careful, Jones. If you slip, it could be fatal. You know, Wilson, you have to hand it to Jones. That man's heart is in the right place.
It is at the moment, yes. He's not at the top yet.
Helfer!
We're coming!
Schnell!
Never mind about the smell, now. Now there is nothing to worry about. Nothing. You have got another 25 minutes before you drop off.
Come on, Wilson. They're almost there.
Did you hear that, Fritz? They're all coming to give you a hand. We'll get you in. In the meantime, don't go away.
Jones, where are you?
I'm over this side, sir.
Right, we're coming.
The German's still on the clock, Mr. Mannering. What are we going to do?
You keep him covered and I'll parley with him.
Right, sir. Now, pay attention, Fritz. The captain will now parley with you.
Thank you, Jones. Out of care. Further resistance is useless. In the name of the king, I call on you to surrender.
Is the German still there, sir?
Of course he is. Do you think I'm talking to myself? Honestly, Wilson, if this is a specimen of a crack Luftwaffe pilot, I don't think much of him. I mean, look at him. He's hanging there. It's like something the cap dragged in. Not smart, like our own brave RAF lads.
Well, I wonder how you'd feel if you were dangling 150 feet above the ground.
I don't want any of that sort of talk, Wilson. Man's in a blue funk. Goodness sake, pull yourself together.
Help me, Bitter.
Pull yourself together.
Help me, Bitter.
Oh, really? Well, he doesn't even speak English. Gerald, pull yourself together.
I've really no idea, sir.
The man looks in a terrible state, sir. Anyway, right. you can't help feeling sorry for the fair buddy.
Yeah, he looks about all in.
Look, sir, it's nearly 5 past. How are we going to get him off the clock and onto this parapet?
What we need is some sort of long pole. Here, tell you what, Mr. Mannering, why don't we pull the hour hand off the clock? We should be able to reach him with that.
That's a good idea, Walker. See if you can reach it.
Right.
Lend a hand, Jones.
Right, Mr. Mannering.
Oh, goodness me, that was quite a climb, especially as I'm not as young as I was. Here, just a minute. What are those men doing to my clock?
Nothing to worry about, Mr. Parsons. Just going to take the hour hand off.
Take the hour hand? That's vandalism, Mr. Mannering. You can't desecrate the town hall clock like that. People won't know what time of day it is.
I'm sorry about that. This is war.
But that clock's a superb piece of workmanship. It's German, that is. They make very good clocks, them Germans.
You sure it's German?
He's right, sir. It's just here in this wee brass plate, made by Hermann Holst, Munich.
That settles it. Get that hand off, Jones.
Trying to pull it, sir. It doesn't want to come.
I think it's been made too well, sir.
By the Germans. Rubbish. Try harder.
Hello, Uncle Arthur. What's going on?
Where have you been, Frank?
Well, I had to come up slowly, Uncle Arthur, because the ladder wasn't half wobbly. Is the German still hanging on?
Yes, he is.
Do you remember before the war?
Huh?
Well, when the clock was allowed to chime.
Oh.
It used to play nursery rhymes every quarter of an hour. Little figures used to come out.
Yes, of course it is, sir. Yes. Let's see. There was a knight on horseback, another one with a sword.
Yeah,
and
there was that one with the long scythe.
That's right, yes, the reaper.
That's right. Yeah, he was
switched back to the
reaper.
Do you mind?
Do you remember the reaper?
I haven't got time for you to reminisce. Fighting the clock.
Oh, I say, sir, that's an awful good, very fine idea.
A delightful little joke.
It wasn't meant to be funny.
Was it? Oh, I'm so sorry, sir.
It's no good, Mr. Mannering. We can't get the hand off. I'll tell you what. If I climb out on the other side of the parapet, like this, perhaps if I lean out, I might be able to reach him.
Hilfer!
Hang on, mate. I'm doing my best.
Can you not lean further at the nut, son?
Oh, blimey, I'm not a flipping giraffe, you know. If he could swing himself a bit towards me, I might be able to grab him.
Yes, that's it. Wilson, what's the German for swing?
I've really no idea, sir.
You know, Wilson, you're just about as much use as a dying duck in a thunderstorm.
Yeah, Fritz, swing it. Swing it! You know, hot cha-cha.
Try him with a bit of in the mood, Joe. He might understand that.
Yeah, okay. Mr. Whatchacallit, what you do with tonight? There is rumours up in the right. Come on, buddy.
Well, about the corner with the table for two. Where the music mellow in the day.
Hey, Mr. Mannering.
Yeah?
Mr. Mannering.
What is it, Mike?
Look, the German's crying.
I'm surprised with that terrible row.
Oh, man's a complete fool. Doesn't seem to understand anything.
Perhaps he prefers classical music, sir.
Well, we could try something German. Wrote very good music, them Germans.
Ha, 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 but Offenbach, the Tales of Hoffmann, eh?
Yes. The Barcarolle has got a lovely swing.
Mr. Mannering, I found a pole, but it's tied to the scaffolding.
Yes, not now, Jones. Now, look, I refuse to allow my platoon to sing a German song.
I only need to cut through a piece of rope and the pole will come free.
Touch me quiet, Jonesy. Look. Mr. Mannering, we've got to get the German in somehow. Anything's worth a try. Here, reel in your boys. Come on. One, two,
Well, he always tells us to use our initiative. I think I'll just get on and cut it.
Just a minute. Stop singing. Stop singing, everybody. What's that noise?
It's only me, sir. Oh, I'll cut through this rope so I can get this pole out. I'm nearly there.
No, Jones. No, you mustn't.
It's all right, sir. It's coming.
Jones, don't! The whole lot will fall down!
What did you say, sir?
Doesn't matter now. Too late. We'll never get down.
Maroon.
Go a bit quiet, Fraser.
You see, sir, I was not cognizant to the fact that this pole had things attached to it.
Yeah, all right, Jonesy, all right. It could happen to anyone.
Especially him.
I want to make it up to you, Mr. Mannering. Whatever you ask me to do, sir, I will do, no matter how dangerous. I will make any sacrifice necessary in order to regurgitate myself.
Yeah. Thank you, John.
Hilfer!
Oh, Wills, I'm fed up with that Nazi dangling there, whining Hilfer.
Well, I'm sure he'd agree with you, sir, but especially as it's almost quarter past.
Quarter past?
Yes.
Quick, Scott. Right, let's go and get him in. We'll worry about how we get down later. Corporal Jones, walk up. Bring that pole over here.
All right, Mr. Mannering.
Excuse me, Mr. Mannering. I can see Mr. Hodges down in the street below. I think he's trying to shout up to us, but I can't hear what he's saying because it's too far. What shall I do?
Shout down to him and tell him you can't hear him.
Yes, all right, Mr. Mannering. Mr. Mannering?
Yeah.
If I can't hear him, he won't be able to hear me.
You need a megaphone, that's what you need. Germans make very good megaphones.
Yes, all right. Thank you, Mr. Parsons. Now walk, allow that pole.
And they make radios and gramophones as well.
For heaven's sake, shut up!
So don't you forget what I've said, Mannering. I've had just about enough of you. I hope you stay at the top of that clock tower forever. Then I can enjoy the war in peace. Because I do enjoy this war. In fact, I've never enjoyed anything so much in all my life as being Chief Warden. I love it. You all spoil it for me. And don't try to shout back to me because it's too far and I won't be able to hear you.
Hello, Mr. Hodges. The German's still up there, then?
Yes, that's right, Vicar.
I thought he might have fallen off by now.
No, not yet. You haven't missed anything.
Oh, good. Oh, look, Mr. Hodges, I think they're pulling him in.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Right, come on now. All pull together.
Careful, Mr. Money. You're going to break the man's leg.
Oh, I can't help that. He shouldn't have come in the first place.
Well, now, Walker.
Dankeschön, mein Herr. Dankeschön.
Oh, don't start all that foreign rubbish.
Excuse me, sir. We won't actually be able to get him over the parapet until we've released him from his parachute.
Good point, Wilson. How do we do that?
We see that big buckle on his tummy, Mr. Mannering. Well, you give it a quarter turn to the left and then hit it. I saw it in the film one of our aircraft is missing.
Mr. Speak, sir?
Yes, sir.
I'd like to volunteer to give the German a quarter turn and then hit him. Let me do it, sir. Let me do it, please, sir.
Oh, very well.
Now, quarter turn to the left. Right. That's it. And now. It hasn't opened, sir.
Try it again, Jonesy.
Yes, all right, sir. It still won't open.
You must have got it wrong, Pike.
Actually, sir, I just thought a quarter turn to the left would be on British parachutes. On the continent, they use a left-hand thread.
Oh, yes, yes, that's typically foreign. All right, Jones, try turning it to the right.
Yeah, all right, Mr. Mannering.
I did it a bit harder this time, Jonesy.
With pleasure.
Oh, no, my God.
Here, look, Vicar. They're in the poor devil.
Where? I can't see.
There, right across the gargoyles.
That's not in the Geneva Convention.
No, but it's very near it.
Good morning, Vicar.
Oh, good morning, Mr. Godfrey. This is very exciting, isn't it?
Mr. Hodges told you Captain Mannering and the rest of them are marooned up there at the top of the tower. You see, all the leathers fell down.
Yeah, they were knocked down, you mean. Ruddy hooligans. Oh, sorry, Vic.
Oh, don't worry, Mr. Hodges. Now, how are we going to get them down?
I'm sorry, Vicar. I don't want anything to do with it. I don't even want to discuss it.
Oh, dear. Oh, now, don't worry, Mr. Godfrey. I think I know how to get them down.
Oh, good. How do we do it?
By exercising a little skill I have. I'll just pop back to the vicarage and pick up my accoutrements. I won't be long. You wait here.
Oh.
Well, that seems to have done it, sir. Yes, look, we can get the parachute off him now, sir.
Well done, Jones. Give him a hand, Walker.
Right, you are, Mr. Mannering.
Cool. Look at all that lovely parachute silk, Jonesy. I could get about 500 pairs out of that lot. 500 pairs of what?
Well, you know, Mr. Mannering, ladies' dress.
Right, you know. Right, come on, men. Pull him over the parapet.
Danke, mein Herr, danke, sir.
He's ever so grateful, isn't he, Mr. Mannering?
I think he wants to kiss you, sir.
What? Oh, no, right. Any of those foreign tricks here. Jones, take the prisoner over in the corner and keep him covered.
Yes, right, Mr. Mannering. Come on, Fritz. Handy hop.
Yes, sir, now we've rescued the Germans, sir. I really think we ought to try and work out how we are going to get down.
Oh, don't worry, Wilson. I've never let you down yet, have I?
Well, there have been...
Yes, all right. Time now to discuss the odd occasion. Now, I've written a note here, and I'm going to throw it down to the people on the ground.
But that won't go straight down, sir. You see, it will flutter for miles.
What?
But it will flutter, you see.
Yes. Just testing you, Wilson.
Miss Mannering, can you give me the note? I've got an idea.
Well done, Pike. Here you are. What are you going to do?
Oh, there's a couple of empty bottles here. I'll chuck it down in one of these.
Oh, I'm not sure that's a good
idea. Here goes!
Blimey, look out, everybody! They're chucking things at us!
Madman! That could have killed me! Sergeant, there's a message in it.
Is there? Right, let's have a look. Right. Well, I'm going to send them a message back. Where's that chalk?
What are you going to do?
I'm going to write it on the road in big letters. Just watch this.
Oh, don't say anything you regret afterwards.
Really, Pike? You could have killed someone with that bottle.
I was only using my initiative.
Look, sir. Hodges is chalking a reply on the road.
What was your message, Commander?
How are we going to get down? What's his solution?
Why don't you jump?
Man's an idiot.
I think I'll throw the other bottle down.
What message is in that one, Pike?
Oh, no message. I'm just trying to hit Mr. Hodges.
Good.
Hey, Mr. Manning, why not have each one of us in turn suggest a way to get down, and then you can pick out the best, eh?
Yes. Well, I suppose we might as well try it. Better than nothing. Yes, Pike?
If we could unhook the parachute off the big hand of the clock, one of us could float down on it.
Oh, don't be ridiculous.
Mr. Spectre, if we can unhook the parachute, like Pikey says, we could cut it into shreds, and then we could plait it, and plait it, and keep on plaiting it, until we have one long rope, and then we could take it in turns to slide down it.
What are you sniggering at, Wilson?
I just think so. That's a bit of a platitude.
I don't understand. Anyway, let's hear what you've got to offer.
All right, sir. Well, I can't help remembering a fairy story my dear old nanny used to tell me.
Mm.
It was all about a beautiful princess who was trapped at the top of a high tower, just like us, and she was rescued by a handsome prince.
Mm. Can't say I've seen many princes around Warmington lately.
Anyway, do you know how he got her down?
But telling her stupid stories like this, I shouldn't have wondered.
No. No, I mean, how he got her down from the top of the tower?
I've no idea.
Where is he? The prince shot an arrow up to the top, and attached to the arrow was a length of silken thread, and attached to the thread was a piece of twine, and attached to the twine was a rope.
Go on.
You see? Well, the princess pulled them all up, and then the handsome prince climbed up and rescued her. There. Well, nice, isn't it?
I don't think I can stand much more of this. It's like having a bad dream.
Mr. Manning, I mind the time many, many years ago in the furthest part of the Western Isles. It was a wild and lonely spot, you understand. As it so happens, two brave lighthouse keepers were marooned. Stairs had collapsed, and they were cut off. They were stuck up at the top there for 2 long months. And at the end, they decided that there was only one way to get down.
What was that?
To dismantle the lighthouse brick by brick.
It's not a very sensible suggestion, Fraser.
Maybe no. But you see, they'd been up there so long, they were quite mad. Did you hear what I said, Captain Marling? Mad, mad, mad!
Your turn, Walker. Walker?
Yes, sir, what is it?
Haven't you been listening to Fraser's soliloquy?
No, I'm sorry, sir. I've been watching the vicar and Private Godfrey down below in the street. They seem to be up to something.
Playing patience, I shouldn't have wondered.
Well, man, I can't say that I've been exactly bowled over by the brilliance of your ideas. Especially yours, Wilson.
I'm sorry, sir.
I mean, a bow and arrow. Length of twine. Most stupid suggestion of the lot.
It's an arrow, Mr. Manreen. Look, it's stuck itself in that beam just behind you.
Good heavens.
I think the vicar fired it from down below.
There's a message on it, sir.
What's it say, Mr. Watson?
Just a minute. Attached to this arrow is a length of twine. Attached to the twine is a length of cord. Attached to the cord... Well. It's quite a coincidence, isn't it?
Yes. Always.
you start pulling up the twine. And I'll work out a suitable order for us to be taken down from here.
Sir?
Naturally, I shall go first.
Naturally, sir?
Yes. And you can go last. Now, let's see. That leaves Jones, Fraser, Walker, Pike, the German fellow. Oh, Mr. Parsons. It's funny. I wonder where he's got to. Walker, have you seen Mr. Parsons lately?
No, sir. No, no. I can't say I have.
I saw him about 5 minutes ago, Mr. Mannering. He was saying something about the German having damaged the clock face. I think he went to have a closer look.
Mm.
Help! Help!
What was that?
Help! What's that? Hanging onto the big hand of the clock. Where's my soul? It's Mr. Parsons.
What are you doing there? What are you doing, Mr. Parsons?
I leant over the parapet to check on my Roman 7, and I slipped, and now I can't get back.
Oh, really?
Look at the time, Mr. Man, it's 5 to 12. You slide off that big hand at half past.
Oh, no, not again. Jones, Walker, bring that pole over here. Hang on, Mr. Parsons. Come on, Pike, Fraser. Lend a hand.
In that episode of Dad's Army, based on the original television series by Jimmy Perry and David Croft, you heard Arthur Lowe as Captain Mannering, John LeMessurier as Sergeant Wilson, Clive Dunn, Corporal Jones, John Lorry, Private Fraser, Arnold Ridley, Private Godfrey, Ian Lavender, Private Pike, Bill Pertwee, Chief Warden Hodges, Frank Williams, the Vicar, Larry Martin, Private Walker, Eric Chitty, Mr. Parsons, and Fraser Carr as the German pilot. Time on My Hands was adapted for radio by Harold Snowd and Michael Knowles, and produced by John Dias.